I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago,
Oh my
and
God,
I
how'd it
got
go?
complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented, and I was like, well, they're spawn number one, but two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I
Oh,
won't name. But
this
if you
ain't
love this album, you're
Texas.
gonna this ain't Texas. You're gonna want your Tecovas. You know, this ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience, it's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I just read this headline in the Us Weekly newsletter. Sarah Jessica Parker reported a, quote, big movie star for inappropriate behavior on Sex and the City set. Which big movie star do we think it was? My initial reaction was Matthew McConaughey.
So who, Sex and the City 1 or 2?
No,
oh,
the
original.
Show. Who do you think she reported?
Big movie. That's too many people.
There
There's
aren't
too
that many.
People.
At the time, how many big movie stars were on that show? It's like Vince Vaughn was on that show, but not even as a, I mean, maybe now he
but
is.
But here's the thing, like,
Matthew McConaughey.
I feel like actors, they exaggerate the celebrity of their fellow people because they're in the industry.
True.
So her,
John
she could be
Slattery.
Saying like, right, like she could be like big
television.
Movie star and it's like, no, it's like who? Okay, so movies, like who were the guest stars on Sex and
Justin
City?
Justin Theroux, Matthew McConaughey, Nathan Lane.
It was Nathan Lane.
It's Nathan Lane. Who
Nathan
is
Lane.
It? You think
I
so?
I have no idea. I mean,
it's got to be
Matthew
McConaughey.
Is a good guess.
Wallace Shawn.
Definitely not Wallace Shawn.
Oh my.
Were there any other guest stars? Bradley Cooper.
Bradley
was
Cooper
on
was on that episode. Maybe it could be Bradley. Will Arnett was also one.
Oh, it
Bobby
might
Cannavale
be.
Was one because he
oh,
had the funky
no.
tasting spunk.
Yeah.
But
what about
I,
Craig Bierko, who was a jazz man? He's not a movie star.
God.
I love
Lucy
jazz
Liu.
Man.
Was Lucy Liu terrible whenever she played Lucy Liu?
Yeah, maybe it's a woman twist.
David Duchovny, but he's a TV star. You wouldn't call him a movie star.
She might, though, because she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. I think it's Matthew McConaughey.
Good blind item, Sarah Jessica.
That's my guess, but yeah, anyway.
We watched the beginning of Sex and City movie 2, number 2, in
We'd
the hotel
forgotten
room.
How bad it is. Like, I
and
knew it was bad.
We forgot how long it took for them to get to Abu Dhabi.
I fell asleep before they got to Abu Dhabi.
They, it
I
takes
was like,
them
I'm
like
going to sleep.
2 hours of hell. They go to the wedding.
They're
there
at the
are
wedding.
The Liza Minnelli's there. They're there for like 100 years. It's like crazy how long it takes them.
Well, I was there. You know how lately, like a big Twitter meme is like, how many years have passed in the past 10 years? Like, it's been 100 years since 2010. You know, like that's
yeah,
like a
yes.
big thing now.
Sure. pressure.
I truly felt that while watching Sex and the City 2.
Yeah.
Sex and the City 2 felt, well, watching it again, it feels like it is 100 years old. It feels like you're in film school and they're like, here's a movie that came out like in the early 20th century. Like they had just invented sound talkies, and then they show a clip from Sex and the City 2 and it's Liza Minnelli dancing.
I hate to say this, but I think when it came out, it also felt like it was old. You know, mm-hmm. when it came out, everyone was like, what is this movie? What year was it made? So now it feels like it was a talkie. It's a silent film.
That was wild. I mean, and everyone knows that movie is terrible, but it's hop onto your HBO Go, turn on the first 5 minutes and just remind yourself how bad it is. It's worse than you remember. It's impressive in a way.
And those beads led to steamboats and skyscrapers, Wall Street and electric lights, newspapers, Ellis Island, the Yankees, Central Park, and the first World's Fair, Broadway, the Chrysler Building, and Studio 54. I like to think of that as New York City, BC, before Carrie.
You or Draylor?
Yeah, 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 they want to know.
Hey. To be famous.
Lindsay, how was your 4th of July?
Great. I spent the entire time writing you this quiz. The entire time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the entire
time. I thought
you
spent the entire time reenacting Christina's dream.
No. Well, after I reenacted Christina's world.
Oh, Christina's world. Right.
Which is actually really funny because Christina had like a degenerative muscle disease. So like, it's not like the cutest thing to be like reenacting Christina's world, you know?
Oh, that's why she's lying like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought she was just like chilling. Oh, that changes the entire context
like she's
of
fine.
Christina's world.
She's fine. She lived like a long life. She was like 40 or 50 in that painting. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. She
Who
is buried
it?
On Andrew Wyeth, who's also buried at the farm where he lived with his wife and the Olsen
right
family.
Down.
And they're all buried
there. All
these names
are coming back.
Yeah.
And you went there.
I went there. It was amazing. It was like the coolest.
Was there a line of people? Is that like the Taylor Swift wings?
There was no one
The Taylor
there.
Swift wings, the line.
Yeah. They've installed a mural and you could pose
Meet,
in front of
sign
it.
Sign in front of Christina's dream. Christina's world. Why do you keep calling it Christina's dream? Because of that fucking Woody Allen movie, Cassandra's Dream. Ugh, that's what I'm confusing it with. Isn't that awful? Ugh.
It's your brain. It's your brain and that you're stuck with. Okay. I spent half the time there doing that and the other time I spent writing you this game. Mm-hmm. I know it's like, oh, Lindsay, why'd you spend your whole July 4th weekend writing a game? It's because it's a good game and I wanted it to be a good game.
Then let's play it. I don't know anything about this game.
Yeah,
you said do not click. Honestly, I clicked earlier and it wouldn't even let me access the file that you have there.
Nope. That's because it is a read on. It's only mine. Okay. Okay. This is the game. The game is called The Ghosts of July 4th's Past. It is a game about old tabloid gossip from July 4th's in Ooh. History. So I researched on People, Us, TMZ a little, Daily Mail, to see if we remember, can you remember old July 4th celebrity
okay,
gossip?
Okay, tell me.
One. Which one of these celebrities was not at Taylor Swift's 2016 July 4th party? A. Uzo Aduba. B. Ruby Rose. C. Lord. Or D. Rachel Platten.
I know Rachel was there.
Why?
Please. Because I was like, oh, she's going to make it.
Because she was on tour with her or something.
Yeah.
This is my fight song.
Uzo, I also remember her being there because everyone was like, what? But then also there was like her sister was there. There was a whole thing. Uzo was there because that was a whole thing.
That's true.
I think you were trying to trick me with Lord. I think it's Lord.
It is Lord. Lord was not
yeah.
at the July 4th party.
Yeah.
Two, which one of Billy Joel's wives did he marry on July 4th in 2015? Was it A, chef and lifestyle personality Katie Lee? B, accomplished equestrian and former Morgan Stanley executive Alexis Roderick? C, former supermodel Christy Brinkley? Or D, a woman who I am not related to named Elizabeth Weber?
It's not Elizabeth Weber.
He was married to her at one point, though. I think she
was
his first wife.
Yeah, it's not Elizabeth Weber. It's funny because we've talked about it before, like how being an equestrian is something that like, you need to be rich. to be an equestrian, you know, but it's even like, how rich you have to be an accomplished equestrian. That's like another level.
Being an equestrian, a like, Morgan Stanley executive, and then you marry Billy Joel Wilde.
Katie Lee. It's Katie Lee.
That is wrong. It is B, the accomplished equestrian and Morgan Stanley executive. Oh,
so she was after Katie Lee.
Yes, they're still married. Three, this also happened in 2015. Kylie Jenner and Tyga enjoyed a, quote, not so low-key July 4th celebration. Which one of these details did not happen? A, they attended the H. Wood Group's Red, White, and Bootsy party held at Nobu. B, Kylie hopped up on stage and was dancing to Beyonce's 7-Eleven. C, Kris Jenner showed up and made everyone do the limbo to Tyga's Rack City. Or D, the pair spent some time with Brody Jenner, who was DJing, but they kept their distance from sister Khloe Kardashian's on-and-off boyfriend, French Montana.
I believe Brody Jenner was DJing because I think he was there. I think the fake one is the, what was the one? The C, the limbo. 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 Not true.
You're saying they didn't do the limbo.
I'm saying they didn't
do
the limbo. Yes.
That is correct. I wrote that.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible that you didn't.
There was
didn't
I was at a wedding. I was at a wedding.
Who does the limbo?
Milwaukee, and they did the limbo at the wedding, and I have not seen that. I don't know that I've ever seen that at an actual wedding.
Did people like it?
Oh, Lindsay, they limboed forever. I was like, and then Josh kept being like, "I dare you to limbo. I dare you to limbo," and I was like, "No." And
I would.
And then I like while we were standing sort of in the wings,
you'd be so bad at the limbo. Sorry, you're just.
I like just tried leaning backwards, and I was like, "I will tip over."
Bobby, you would like actually break your back if you tried to limbo.
Yes. No, I would. They would haul me out in a stretcher. Well, he tried to limbo.
You know who's really into the limbo? I have to say.
Is it your friend Gab?
No. Well, I mean, maybe she might be.
I could see Gab being really into limbo.
But you know, as a group, straight men, I feel like straight men are really into the limbo. So if you're like wanting to get straight men involved.
This is a deeply straight wedding too.
Right. So I feel like straight men never get to be involved in things. Joking.
And they're like, oh, and they love the opportunity to
it's
limbo.
Like, oh, I'm so good at the limbo.
Their time to shine.
I'm so good at the limbo, you know?
And it's like, it requires like, sort of like, there's, it's like their chance to be like vaguely effeminate because there's like that little bit of bobbing and you got to lean over, you know?
You are digging.
But no, there's like a moment. I feel like it's a moment of release.
I think it's just
athletic. I think it's a moment of release.
Well, it's definitely a moment of release where you lose yourself. I don't think it's like you're tapping into your feminine, you know, part of yourself. But it's definitely
like.
You got
to lose yourself in the moment. That's also like that's what Eminem was talking about. Marshall loves the limbo.
It's like an athletic feat too, you know, like limboing, like you're showing off your like skill, your athletic skill.
Okay, what's the next question?
Okay. In 2012, this is also in 2012, Tori Spelling spent, or no, that last one was in 2015. Sorry. In 2012, Tori Spelling spent her July 4th in a wheelchair. Why? Was it A, a sleekly?
Wait, who spent their July 4th in a wheelchair?
Tori Spelling. Was it A, this is reported by Us Weekly, presumably from a sprain, or B, this was reported by People, no response yet for what caused the injury, but according to Spelling's Twitter, it was a great holiday. C, what Daily Mail said, which was, giving no clue as to how the injury was obtained, Tori instead gushed about her 4th of July holiday on her personal blog, or D, all of the above.
That's D. That's so all of the above.
That is true.
No one. So did you do more research? Did anyone ever find out why she was in a wheelchair?
No, because I was originally going to write the question with like what actually happened, but then none of them knew. No one knew. Presumably from a sprain is what the answer was by every account.
Presumably from a strain.
That is the
sprain.
Yeah, she was pregnant too, so it was like very confusing for everyone.
Me right now is like the literal. I have to laugh. GIF.
I have to laugh.
I have to laugh.
This also happened in 2012. Vanessa Hudgens celebrated July 4th by doing something the Daily Mail called fiercely American. Was it A, painting her acrylic talons red, white, and blue? B, wearing a t-shirt with the American flag? C, singing the national anthem accompanied by an acoustic guitar? Or D, both A and B? Meaning she wore a shirt and painted her nails.
I'm yawning. As much as I believe that Daily Mail refers to fingernails as talons, I'm gonna go with the singing to the acoustic guitar.
That is wrong. It was
what?
The talons. She painted her talons.
Oh my
and
God.
She wore a t-shirt. In
wait,
two,
that's fiercely American, painting your nails and wearing a
fiercely
t-shirt with a flag
American on. Fiercely American, like I will lay my life down the line for this country. Okay. In 2014, Lea Michele shopped for furniture and beer in a striped frock, as it was revealed she and Matthew Paetz have an open type of relationship.
Wait, furniture and beer?
Yes, in a striped frock.
Okay.
Who is Matthew Paetz? Is he A, a 36-year-old football player for the San Francisco Giants, B, a 29-year-old massage therapist and dating and lifestyle coach, C, a 22-year-old professional skateboarder, or D, a 31-year-old singer, or D, the 31-year-old lead singer of the band All American Rejects?
I barely remember what Zandy does, let alone her ex.
We talked about him a lot, though.
No, he's All American Rejects.
That is so incorrect. It's not even funny.
Which one is he?
He is a 29-year-old massage therapist and dating.
Oh, he's a massage. He's a masseuse. Oh.
Who's the singer of the All American Rejects? I don't even know. I just made that up. I thought it'd be funny. It is funny. Okay, last question.
What was their song? Move Along. That was the one I liked.
Remember Swing, Swing, Swing. That was
swing
a song.
From the
yeah. Okay.
Didn't we do that at karaoke? Oh, that was really fun at karaoke, Swing.
I don't think I was there for that one, but
oh, you weren't there for that
incredible.
One? Oh, that was good.
Number 7 and last question. I went all the way back in TMZ's archive for this. It took actually a while to figure out how to get back there, but I did, and it was barely formatted. It definitely survived some sort of
the
like
Wayback Machine is like, are you sure?
Yeah, the TMZ was like, we meant to delete this. In 2006, on July 4th weekend, TMZ reported that Josh Hartnett was, quote, a little anxious about his girlfriend Scarlett Johansson hanging out with a noted Lothario in the Hamptons. Who was it?
Wilmer Valderrama.
You don't even need multiple choice, did you?
No, that's so obvious. Nothing that has ever been more 2006. I do not remember this exact correct. Moment, but please tell me I'm right.
You're right. No, you're right.
The I'm right? Other, yes, of course I'm right.
The other options were John Mayer, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jack Nicholson. Let
you know,
me read
I was
you the full report.
I was about to say that, like, who else could it have been, but it could have been John Mayer.
No,
but the
right.
other ones I wouldn't have.
But, like, name, if you had to make up other options for this, what would they be? Like, at this time, noted Lothario. Like, it's
I would
hard.
Throw, yeah. Noted Lothario. That's what I would have said.
But like what other ones are? Yeah, I guess I named some, but like that are the right age, that are like the same. I mean, I could have done a little bit more homework, but I feel like that was it was a hard one to think of other options for.
Okay, what was next? What were you saying?
Let me just read to you what TMZ reported, like the report of this, where this came from. TMZ caught the two staying very much by each other's side at Hotspot Stereo House and Star Room over the July 4th weekend. And according to the New York Daily News' Ben Whittacomb, Hartnett continuously called Johansson on her cell phone. At one point, reports a partygoer, Scarlett just handed her phone to Wilmer and said, talk to Josh, tell him we're friends. No word on the level of reassurance this provided Hartnett.
Oh, she handed Wilmer his phone, her phone?
Just talk to Josh. Tell him
just
we're just
talk
friends.
To him. Just talk
God,
to him.
God, no wonder Josh
she
Hartnett
probably,
like left the left Hollywood after this.
That is such a like. That, I mean, that's such a like studio romance. You know.
Yeah, it's true. She's
imagine,
just a real pill. I
imagine.
Think.
Oh my God, you know Scarlett hated her. And maybe Josh. Josh was aware that there was something set up there, but maybe he thought it could last.
Wait, Scarlett hated who?
You can tell Josh. I mean, Scarlett hated Josh.
Oh.
Oh, imagine them together. There's no way.
He's so serious.
Oh, he's so
like, when
boring
did they even
and serious.
Meet? God, I love
ew.
When people have dated and I totally forgot.
Who
like,
did he
she...
marry? Doesn't he have like a million kids?
I don't know if he has a million kids, but I think he like left Hollywood, quote unquote, and then came back to do that like
right,
Showtime or show or Starz show.
Tamsin, she's friends with. Remember when he was in the photo? He was just in a photo with like someone famous.
Oh yeah,
and we
like,
were laughing.
Why was he there? And his wife Tamsin was there, and him.
Because Tamsin's friends with like the royals or something.
Oh, they were in England at some party. You're right. Oh my God, they were in a photo with like Meghan Markle or something.
I mean, of course he has, but he's aged very well.
Let's move on.
Well, our first topic of the day, I had Tommy Markle in there. We're going to have to table him. I have a new first topic because it just broke.
Clap, clap.
Actually, two things.
Clap, clap.
God bless Page Six. It's always Page Six with the breaking news. Wendy Williams is dating a new man. It's not the quote, convicted felon that everyone was losing their minds over who was young. 27.
Yeah.
It is a, quote, 50-something doctor. We don't have names. We don't have type of doctor.
A
doctor? We don't have where they met. We don't have anything. We just have, she refers to him with male pronouns. That's all we have.
Are we sure he's not like a doctor of like comparative literature or something?
It could be anything. It could be academia. It could be medical. It could be literally anything.
Is she her doctor? That might be something interesting to investigate.
Could be. I feel like that would be very unethical of the doctor to be dating
You're
a patient.
Me. So Wendy's been like on like a post-freedom bender, and I don't mean like necessarily drugs and alcohol, because I do think that she's still mostly sober, like,
well,
or
she
sober.
Struggled. She was open about like that
but
freedom
she's been
sort
having,
of caused her to.
But my point is that she's been having a really good time. She's out in the town.
Yeah.
She's like hanging out with people. She's like on boats. She was at Pride.
Yes.
She's like
she
dating.
Got a new haircut. She
yeah.
It's great. So listen to this. This is what she said on the show this morning.
This morning? This was on the show?
This morning. On the show. She talked. She must have talked about it during the monologue.
No, I know how I'm doing. I don't know. I don't know how I'm doing. Look, I'm not in love, but there's somebody that I'm crazy about. Listen, just listen. It's not who you think. Okay? Mother doesn't deal with children. But it just so happens that I guess with my charm and wit, I attract people of all ages, whether you're 90, but if you're cool, you're my friend. If you're 27, like my new friend Mark, then you're there's Mark. And there's me. Oh God. Oh my God. Okay, relax.
She is.
So that's all we know. He's in his 50s.
I love
how
she talks about herself so openly on the show.
I mean, it's openly with an asterisk.
But
it's
I know,
very
but I feel
Wendy.
Like she really
it's like,
turned a corner.
She talks about herself because she knows that since that's her job, she would be a fucking hypocrite if she didn't.
But I feel like she used to just say that, like, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't talk about my life and then say things that were very guarded. But now it's almost like she really is leaning into, like, being honest about her life.
Yeah, that's true. I think that could be part of her, like, personal, like, recovery journey, where it's like maybe honesty is part of the deal.
Or maybe
but
she's just, like, in a different frame of mind. Like, she's not medicated in that way. So maybe she's just, like, more feeling herself more
point
honest.
Is, she's dating a 50-something doctor.
Love this
The second
her.
Point. The second point, I saw this headline and I had to click it. You would too if you saw it. I'm sending it to you. Please read the headline. Oh God, I sent it to the wrong chat. Oh my God, I sent it to Amina and Shawnee. That's fine. Read this.
You sent it to Amina and Shawnee. They're going to
Yeah, listen. Whoops. Just, it's fine.
Rachel McCord's bikinis are beyond explanation.
Okay. Now, Lindsay, now that you've seen the way they described her bikinis, I would like I want you to look at her bikinis and tell me whether or not...
I can describe
tell me
them.
How you would tell me how you would describe them.
Okay, I bet I could
Please.
Describe them. I'm
here
very
go.
Good with
here
words.
Go, here we go. Here we go.
Maybe they can't describe them, but I can describe them. Who's they? Page six. Oh my God. Wait.
I feel like beyond explanation is completely
how are
accurate.
Staying on her body?
I don't.
Wait. Who wrote this?
No.
Who can't explain this?
This
page
is
six.
This is page six, and it's a slideshow of her bikinis, which are, quote, beyond explanation.
This one actually is beyond explanation. Okay, so I'll try to explain it.
I feel like one of them is beyond. The other ones are sort of just, like, typical kind of fashion-y, weird, impractical bikinis.
Okay, but this one, the bottom is a thong.
And it's being pulled up.
And it's being, but it's being, it's not just a thong. It's a one piece, but like the whole middle is not there. And it like goes up her boobs on the sides and the boobs are pulling up the bottom of the
You know what it looks like?
Borat.
You know what it looks like?
What?
It's, so it's like you just had a regular thong on, right? Like
yeah.
Thongy bikini bottom,
yeah.
Right?
As you do.
Then strap, right? So it's like she had that on. You know what? I was trying to figure out what this shape looked like, the top part.
Yeah.
It looks like you made like an oversized clown bow tie unfolded.
What?
It's because it's like, you know how bow ties are like
Page thin, Six thin, thin, right. thin. This is beyond explanation because both of us are like.
But it's like you know how bow ties are like thin, 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 and then on that the bow the thick parts are on each end of the long.
I just can't figure out how.
And then just enough to cover the nipples.
Stay in.
Well, they obviously don't because she's holding it shut. You can tell she's holding it. They probably need tape. Like,
how would your boobs stay in this? Like, you would need a connection across the front. The thing is like. You would need like a strap across the front to keep it like over your tits, but like it just is not over her tits. Let me look at another bathing suit.
That one might be beyond explanation.
This one looks.
Anyway, so Page Six, they're beyond explanation. This one, I would say, is in the realm of explanation, you know? This one, I would say. Is also in the realm of explanation.
Number 4 out of 5, the other red one, is like the same one as the first one, but then different.
It's the same, but it's a little thicker. And it's also very clearly going to stay on. The first one was she was holding it shut. It didn't do its job.
What is she up to recently? She's just like in tabloids still. She just like it gets in tabloids.
Yeah, because all of these photos are from... Yeah, of course. All of these photos are from like events and modeling things. So, but it's like she's at pool parties, sponsored.
So she's
pool
like
parties,
hosting,
you know?
Stuff.
She's hosting.
If you guys remember, she's Annalyn McCord's sister, who like wrote a book about herself that like she self-published and Bobby bought it.
She sent me a handwritten note. It was like, "Slay that fame game." That
Slay
book. Slay
the fame game is what it was called.
That book. Rules. So let's go to our actual first topic. Okay.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't know who fellow Avenger Sebastian Stan is.
Fair.
This has been written about by everyone. That headline was by Jezebel. Gwyneth Paltrow. This is her new thing. This is the new Gwyneth Paltrow meme. She doesn't remember filming the Avengers, or she remembers filming the Avengers, but she doesn't remember the minutia of it, such
as
the Avengers. Iron Man is part of a larger franchise.
Like,
I get it.
Do you think that she knows exactly where all of the footage she shot went? No, like it's very confusing. She might have shot a lot of it like in the same place. You know, she knows she's in the Avengers. That was the big one. But does she know which of like the smaller ones is? In her mind, she's in Iron Man. She's not in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Why would she be in Spider-Man?
Yes.
You know?
So Sebastian Stan, because this was a pre-existing thing and she went pseudo-viral, I hate saying that, because of that Netflix show, The Chef Show, where she told Jon Favreau, like, what are you talking about? I wasn't in Spider-Man.
What is this TV show for?
Nobody knows.
You don't know?
We don't really know. It's like I started just filming. We were actually doing it when we were filming Spider-Man. That was the first time. We just brought a film crew with us down to Atlanta. And we cooked at the Optimist.
Spider-Man.
And we had a dinner. Well, yeah, we were in Spider-Man together. Remember we were on Spider-Man?
Weren't in Spider-Man.
Yes, we were.
Homecoming.
You were in Spider-Man.
No.
Yeah.
I was in Avengers.
No,
Avengers.
You were in Spider-Man also. Remember Spider-Man at the end and Tom Holland's there and you're going to walk out and do a press conference. And I give you the ring.
Oh, yes.
That was Spider-Man.
That was Spider-Man? Oh, my God.
Sebastian Stan, who is one of the stars of the Captain America part of the franchise. I guess he's in
the
other
Winter
Avengers.
He's the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and Bucky Barnes.
I never
they
got
were
into
an event.
His stuff. I
yeah,
never got
I
into
know.
His stuff. I like.
I feel like I like him,
niche.
But I'm also like,
he's
who cares?
Real, yeah, he's
one of those people that it's like, I suppose I'm rooting for you, but I also can't really spare the energy.
I mean, this caption makes me like him more. Him writing,
yeah.
just barely managed to photobomb the great whatever and the legend, blah blah blah.
They're fashion designers.
Valentino is one. Who's the other one? Piccoli? Whatever. Piccioli?
Piccioli,
Thanks for inviting me, inviting me to my first couture show in Paris. Also, glad I got to reintroduce myself to Gwyneth Paltrow for the third time. We are in the same film.
It's good. That's funny. And I think because he tagged her that it's a joke. Like, maybe
well, did you
she...
see? I just
I
remembered.
I bet she maybe made a joke where it was like, we were in a
no.
movie together, ha ha ha, and they laughed, you know? Gwyneth's
well,
funny.
Maybe, but did you see there was a video of her PR person saying, that's Sebastian Stan, the Winter Soldier, and her going, oh, did you see that?
No.
Who's that?
Sebastian Stan plays Bucky. Bucky is the Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. I love she goes,
oh, okay.
She goes, oh, okay. Oh, okay.
She is bad news in like myriad ways, but also she's like the best news in even more ways.
She's so funny. She sucks, but she's hilarious.
Like, she sucks, right?
Like, you want this woman to not have a sense of humor. I desperately want her to be not funny, but she's funny. Like,
and she's hysterical. Like, oh my God, she's so funny. Like, not knowing
you were, first of all, being in The Inventors, making like a gajillion dollars, and then forgetting it immediately is perfect, because that's how I felt after I saw The Avengers. It was like, I immediately forgot everything that ever happened, anyone who was in it. Yeah, but
you didn't get a check, you know?
Exactly. What if I made $1 million and then I just forgot everything? Like, these are not the things that she remembers.
Right. So she got her huge check for The Avengers, and she was like, oh, I got to use this money. I got to expand my goop empire.
Exactly. Like, shallow hell, I got to buy more horizontal stripes. There are certain movies that she does that she does not remember. She has washed them from her conscious, you know?
Oh, she's so fucking funny. What a demon.
What a demon.
I love her so much. So what is next? Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour's over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use, because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This, speaking of British people, what is this?
This is like something we're about to talk about that's definitely going to go right into the Patreon, but it is... It is like interesting question mark, I guess.
I mean, what is interesting about it? It's about, we're talking about Liam Gallagher's estranged daughter, who is now re-estranged, is estranged. Wait, what's the opposite of estranged?
What are you saying?
What does it mean to be absorbed back into the family unit after being estranged? Are you estranged?
No.
Can you be estranged?
No, you're reunited or something. It's not
reunited.
There's no opposite of estranged.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. It's funny to imagine the opposite of estranged is estranged. So Molly Morish has been estranged back into Liam Gallagher's life.
You can't just make it a word. Okay, so the best part is that this is in The Sun, and The Sun's headline is Molly Glory, What's the Story? Get it? Morning Glory?
Why wasn't it What's the Story, Molly Glory?
You're right. It's terrible.
I know. They need a little time to wake up, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Got any more?
That's really it. I know three Oasis songs.
Aww. Okay, name them.
What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Just kidding.
What's the other one?
Wonderwall?
Wonderwall, and then the other one, Champagne Supernova. Champagne Supernova.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, Molly Morish.
But you do know
What's the Story, Lindsay Glory?
This is, that's good. You did it the right way. So This says, who is Molly Morish? Liam Gallagher's daughter with Lisa Morish, who met her father after 19 years. So that's the main story. But what is interesting is that, you know, Liam and Noel, brothers, the brothers that of Oasis, they hate each other. They always always will, you know. They couldn't even make it work for like millions of dollars to like keep the band together, right? Like they literally couldn't make it work.
Each other.
How real is that? Is that like a game and then you snap each other on Twitter and then you phone each other up afterwards and have a laugh? Yeah.
Oh, God, no, that's well for real, man.
Is it really?
Yeah. We don't like each other, man. A lot of people think we're waiting around, you know what I mean, for like a few more knots on the end for the thing, but they've already offered us like loads of money, like millions and millions, but not about the money, is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a great fucking songwriter and always will be, but singing's my gig. If you're going to start singing the fucking songs as well as writing them, what am I doing? Making the fucking tea. All the coming off and I'm doing this tune. I was like, I was walking on stage like a fucking yo-yo, you know what I mean, half the time. Here he comes, here he goes, here he comes. Leave it out, you're taking the piss, mate. So therefore, there will be a bit of frustration and the wheels might come off tonight.
But now they're dragging.
They're the opposite of Diana's sisters.
They're dragging the new generation of Gallaghers into their fight. So I guess apparently this woman, Molly Morish, is a model. Her father is Liam. Her mother is Molly Morish, who is the.
She's Patsy Kensit.
No.
No, she's Lisa Morish.
Lisa Morish. She was the lead singer of a band called Kill City, and she also is the mother to a child fathered by Pete Doherty, which is...
So Molly Morish's half-brother's dad is Pete Doherty.
Yeah, just
fun,
like
weird.
A true icon who like gives birth to two daughters from Pete Doherty and Liam Gallagher. Incredible.
Thank God the Brits don't celebrate Thanksgiving, because what a nightmare that would be.
Literally. When this happened, Liam was married to a woman named Patsy Kensit, who is an actress who was like in lots of, she was the lead singer of a band called Eighth Wonder, and she also was on a soap opera called Emmerdale. She's just like a big British kind of like legend. Basically, I guess this girl came back into Liam's life, but Noel and his wife kind of like welcomed her into their family before. It says
so like years ago when she was like 19, he was like, he did an interview, like he knew about her. He just never met her. And he was like, I never met her, like whatever. Yes. And that was a story a couple years ago.
I feel like
ago.
That maybe when Liam said that, Noel like reached out to her.
Like, Noel was like, I'm going to be the good uncle. And
I mean,
I'm going to be a good uncle to Molly.
These guys are pieces of shit though. They know what they're doing. Yeah. So this says, they, meaning Noel and his wife, they helped Molly through her education, took her on holidays, and gave her the family support from the Gallagher side. Yet since meeting Liam, Molly has turned her back on Noel. A music source claimed, Liam didn't give a shit for years, and now suddenly she's part of the gang and Noel's a distant memory. Molly's family to him and Sarah, and they treated her as such. Since she went over to the dark side, it's all stopped.
Mm-hmm. So Noel's like, I was the good uncle, and now you're shitting on me. Now apparently.
Who's the bigger shithead? Do we know?
Well, now Liam has been dumping on his brother's wife via Molly.
But also just like via Instagram.
Via
the other kids. Do we remember? I mean, I feel like I knew this at one point, but who was the bigger shithead? Liam and Noel, or Noel? Liam?
Oh, I mean, I can barely tell them apart. Liam sounds right. Liam sounds like the bigger shithead.
I just know that there's like... There's been so many things about them, and I feel like it always just comes out that, like, Liam's a bigger shithead. But whatever. Who is the bigger shithead? Is that what you're searching?
I literally typed in, who is the worst gal? And the autocorrect was Gallagher brother.
Who is the worst one? There's definitely a worse one.
Who is the nicer brother, Liam or Noel, and why? Quora. As a longtime fan and guitarist who was heavily influenced by Noel, I think Noel is more reasonable. I'd pick him to hang out with and collaborate. From everything I've seen, Liam is far more likely to do something crazy, completely unprompted, whether it's because he gets bored or just feels like being a jerk. Liam thinks he's the greatest rock star ever lived, but Noel is pretty straightforward about what his strengths and weaknesses are as a musician. Thank you, Steve Jones.
Okay, great. So now we know. Helpful. That confirms it. Liam's a shithead and Noel's,
so Noel's
like,
the slightly less
of a shithead. Well, this is interesting because basically... Their drama right before this Molly thing was that someone commented on Noel's wife's Instagram, are you staying for Liam's set? I guess they were at a concert where like Liam was paying, and she responded, I think I'm going to swerve that. The fat ass or something, the fat shit twat maybe, doing his tribute act, balancing a tambourine on his head is going to look pretty dated after Stormzy. Wow. And then Liam saw that, screenshotted it, and sent it to his niece and said, tell your stepmom to be very careful. And then, which is so fucked up. He was like threatening his brother's wife through his
via their daughter. The niece is a nightmare.
And then Noel responded, so you're sending threatening messages to my teenage daughter now, are you? You always were good at intimidating women, eh? Yeah, like, there's a lot of issues here. If I wake up to find one of the kids' gerbils upside down on the cheese board with a knife in it, I'll be sure to inform the local care and the community officer. And don't try and kidnap the cat either. We've employed Ross Kemp as his close protection officer. Enjoy the summer, big blank.
I know that he means...
Dick.
I know that he's being literal there. Don't try to kidnap the cat. But kidnap the cat sounds like British slang that like I've never heard of. It's like, it's don't not, kidnap though. The cat with me,
I
mean, eh?
I heard that's a new Australian. British slang.
Fuck, that's Australian, wasn't it?
On Love Island, I heard such a good British slang that I already forgot. Wait, fuck. Oh,
you
should have
written them down. You got to take notes.
No, it's
you got to
so
keep your steno
good.
Pad with you whenever you're watching
wait,
Love Island.
I wonder if I could find... Wait. Recently on Love Island, they introduced a new British slang that I didn't know, which is one girl called another girl dead ting. She's a dead ting.
Dead ting?
Dead ting. Yeah, like she, like that
T-I-N-G?
Bitch is a that bitch is a dead ting. And then the other one was like, did you call me a dead ting? And I was like, I'm screaming. And they captioned it. My version doesn't have captions because I'm like kind of bootlegging it. But they captioned that part because they knew that it was like unbelievable that she had said dead ting so many times and it was confusing.
Probably seems different for you now. I'll be fine. 100%. But like, she's a dead ting, so it's like coming out and like, what am I supposed to be upset?
Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh, dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want. And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Hallie... and Chloe. Not Halle Berry, but Halle Bailey of Halle and Chloe. Everyone's mad, or maybe Twitter is making you think that people are mad, but really only a few people are mad and people are amplifying the voices of the people who are really mad. This is a tale as old as time. Yes, that's a Disney quote thing at this point where Disney casts the live action actors in their remakes of old classic animated films, and everyone gets up in arms and furious. And this is brand new because number one, no one knew who Halle Bailey was. And number two, she's not a redheaded white girl like Ariel.
People are saying that it should be sung by a white lady because I think they forgot it's a cartoon. And that since mermaids often don't come to the surface, we don't really know.
Yes. What color are mermaids anyway?
What color are they?
Halle Bailey, not Halle Berry. People are getting very confused.
But I also think it's like a mixture of two things, right? It's like you're saying they're taking a classic Disney
franchise property.
Property, and they're doing another one, which I would argue, are any of these live action Disney movies good, or are they just like
Lion King looks insane, but maybe it'll be good because of the music. That music is I am very endeared to that music. Aladdin never saw Cinderella. Never saw. Looks
so forgotten. Looks
Beauty and the Beast was a nightmare. I liked the Jungle Book. I will say I liked the Jungle Book. Saw it in 3D. Had a blast.
Saw it.
No, it was a huge hit. The Jungle Book sort of solidified their idea. Because the Jungle Book was a humongous hit.
Okay, well, I don't remember it at all.
They got a new Mulan, too, which barely looks like Mulan because looks like a historical fantasy epic. It doesn't look like talking dragon. Like,
oh,
it doesn't
you want
look
Dottie
like
Osmond singing about masculinity? You missed that? I love
no,
Mulan
I'm
as
just
much
saying,
as the next person,
I think
but...
I think it's a completely different sort of thing. So it's not getting the same kind of press because it's like, oh, no, we're just making like a really good kids movie. It's different whenever it's like, Little Mermaid is under the sea with talking fish. Mulan,
well,
they took,
you
can
like
take that stuff out of Mulan.
what they're doing is they're taking the movies that we loved as children and making us making them for us as adults. So it's like they're basically
us
like,
as, specifically us as parents.
Right. They're saying like they're double dipping in the same generation. Like they are not making these necessarily for the kids or anything.
Live action is the new Disney vault.
It's for... Yeah, it's for us still. Like, it's so funny to me that people think that it's like for kids or for teens. No, it's like for you.
It's all working together, right? So you've got the parents who are like, I'm gonna take you to see. Oh, you gotta see the new Lion King. Oh, and you but you have to watch the original one first. So we're gonna subscribe to Disney Plus.
Well,
you know,
it's always like the first movies you show your kids are these Disney movies because they're
give
like,
me
so
Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's the best one.
No, the best one's Hercules. I'm such a Hercules stan.
No,
Hercules.
The best one is Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No, the best one is Hunchback of Notre Dame. No. No, Hercules.
The best one is Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hercules 4.
Point is, Halle Bailey. Who is Halle Bailey? Halle Bailey is one half of Halle and Chloe. Who are Halle and Chloe? Halle and Chloe are sisters, not twins, sisters who were discovered by Beyonce because of their YouTube channel when they were kids, like little kids. And Beyonce discovered them, like signed them. Beyonce nurtured them.
They were YouTube artists. They have incredible harmony. They kind of remind me. They're like the R&B version of the two sisters who did like Call Your Girl Friend, and then we're on Nashville.
Those
girls, and now they're grown up, and one of them is like kind of a too sexy country star. Anyways, they're kind of like them. You told me that you didn't love him, and you were gonna say goodbye. But if you really didn't mean it, why did you have to lie?
They're actors. They do a lot of things. They're multi-talented. They're very well liked. And once again,
they're
doesn't
grown-ish.
Hurt that Beyonce fucking loves them, right?
And she owns them.
She basically she signed them. So Halle is the younger one, and so part of me was like, I wonder if that was a big nasty fight. If it's like which one, like they obviously are very charming. Disney liked them, so it's like which one did you cast? But Halle's younger by a couple of years, so that does make sense that they would cast her to be like the teen girl Ariel. But everyone was up in arms because it was like you cast this black girl as Ariel and not some white lady, and
how
Twitter lost their minds.
How dare you?
But then meanwhile, another side of Twitter was like, I can't believe you cast some old lady Halle Berry as Ariel. What are we doing here? And everyone and Halle Berry was like,
that was Halle just you.
It wasn't me.
Not only
Halle
did
Berry
you cast a black lady as Ariel, she's old.
She's old.
No, but it was you know a. This is how it usually goes. A small amount of Twitter was mad about this, genuinely.
And everyone was like...
And then everyone else was like, sickling. How dare Listen everyone up. Be mad about this? And then it was like, who's actually mad here? And who's just mad about being mad? Like, how many
every
people
woke,
were mad?
Every woke white tweeter with over 20,000 followers was like, it is a great thing that they cast the phenomenal Halle Bailey as Ariel. This is amazing. Yes. And so it's like, this always happens.
How is her name Halle Bailey?
Halle
so
Bailey.
Rude.
It's so close.
Halle Berry, I think she congratulated her too. Like, it's like, it's very funny. Did you see also recently?
No, that's what I'm saying. She was
did
like,
you see also this morning there was a video in which Jessica Chastain told a story about how Ron Howard thought she was his daughter?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you watch the video? It's really
good. Yes, I watched the video.
It's good.
I can't wait till half of her It 2 promo is about, like, here's another funny story about the time I was confused
by
Sales Howard.
She said that when they did The Help, they looked in the mirror side by side and they were like, well, okay. Like, they look exactly alike.
And then another time when we finally got to film The Help, the first time we met, we went to the table, we like looked at each other because we both get it all the time, and we grabbed each other's hands. We said, let's go to the mirror. And we went to the mirror and we like looked at each other, like our faces were like, yeah, we look exactly like.
Point is, I want to keep talking about Little Mermaid because it became a meme where it was like hear me out, and then they put like Prince Eric or Ursula or whatever, and then put them next to their dream casting.
Yeah,
and some of it was very earnest. Some of it was like, oh, we don't like that Melissa McCarthy is Ursula, it should be Lizzo, whatever. But some of them were jokes, like Prince Eric should be played by Gale, as in, hi, Allie, I'm Gale. Which I do which love. Gail Who should would Gail
play,
be?
Gail would play Gail. Like
Flounder.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Hi, Ariel. I'm Gail. And like, it's like Gail.
Ariel gets her legs. Like, she's on land. She gets her legs. And Gail shows up. And she's like, hey, Ariel, I'm Gail.
She takes her into the castle. Hi, Ariel, I'm Gail.
Eric's waiting for you.
She's like walking her through the back of the castle.
It actually works because Ariel.
Hi, Ariel, I'm Gail.
Because Ariel has a good voice, too. She is a Star is Born.
Oh, my God.
And she does find love with the person who finds her and notices her talent.
Honestly, no offense, but Little Mermaid should end with Prince Eric dying and then Ariel's just fucking queen of the castle.
Honestly, no offense. To who?
Eric was a drip.
He's dull.
And a half.
He's a drip.
Give Ariel her legs, give her the castle, give her a singing career.
Do you know who the best character in Little Mermaid is? Maybe Gail should play. You know when Ursula becomes Ariel, though, like Dark Ariel?
Oh, she's very Laura Prepon.
That's like, as Dark Ariel. Did you ever notice? Yeah, I love that Ariel. Like, Ariel's eyebrows are like very thin and her hair is dark.
Sexy.
And she's like a slutty Ariel.
She's great.
Who will play slut
Ursula
Ariel?
Ursula is a very, they're going to write in like a very good Ursula backstory. We're going to understand why she's so angry.
It's Melissa McCarthy.
We're going to get like backstory. We're going to get her childhood. It's going to be very Orange is the New Black, but like, here's how she became the villain.
I hope she takes it like high camp because I want like, I mean, if I had to cast it, I'd be like Bette Midler. Like I would, you know, it needs to be
too old, honestly.
Just super, but really too old? Ursula's like ageless. Honestly, she's an octopus.
I guess. But what was I going to say about... you know what's going to be really, really good about Little Mermaid? You know why they waited until... Because Little Mermaid was a huge... Like, Little Mermaid was the reason that, like, the Disney Renaissance began. Because Little Mermaid came out, no one really cared about Disney in the 80s. Then Little Mermaid comes out and they're like, wait, hold the phone, Disney's good again? And then they were good again for, like, a decade.
Yeah.
But the reason they didn't start with Little Mermaid is because they were waiting for CG water technology to be perfected. And guess what? It was perfected during Aquaman. And they saw that Patrick Wilson hair. They saw Jason Momoa
Patrick
hair.
Patrick Wilson's hair an Oscar they saw, already.
They saw, I what's her fucking name?
Still thinking about it.
Amber Heard's
red hair?
Red hair.
Oh my God. And they saw like, that red hair underwater and they said, like, it's time for Little Mermaid. Block Lindsay Lohan on WhatsApp. It's time for Little Mermaid.
Oh my
Tell
God!
Tell me that the
Who's
producers
play
of
Little
Mermaid didn't take out a restraining order against Lindsay Lohan in this process.
Oh my God, I don't want to think about
it.
Who is going to play all the other characters? Who's going to play her like evil eels?
Well, you had an idea for who would play Sebastian.
Oh yeah, what's her name from
Little Mix?
Jesse.
Oh, my man.
Do it again.
Remember when Jesse did when Jesse does the
Jamaican accent?
Jamaican accent. She can't do it, and it just comes out as Balala.
I mean, he doesn't have to be Jamaican, but if he is Jamaican, it would be cool if Jesse played late. But he could be anyone. He'll probably be some sort of like cool comedian. Bobby, here's someone who I think he could be that would kill you. Do you know who could play Sebastian? Like a 2019 woke comedian with like a small following. Ready?
A Sebastian?
Yeah.
Like a
Hannah Gadsby.
No. I would leave the theater.
Nanette, I mean Ariel.
Nanette. It'll be fine, Nanette. Oh, wait. Sebastian's saying Nanette. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sebastian calling Ariel Nanette.
Yes.
Her being like, it's a long story. I won't get into it. I just didn't change her name. Oh. Ariel, I don't think you need legs. Oh, God, I can't even do it. What am I saying? Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Is one of the worst things to man. But can you imagine if it was Harry Gatsby?
Sha-la-la-la-la, don't be scared. Ariel? Huh? Kiss the girl. Kiss the girl. Girls. Kiss the girl.
Razor blades?
Ariel, kiss the girl. Whoa. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
There's some other crab. It's Jill Soloway being like, I don't know why I'm here, but whatever.
And then it like asks Jill Soloway to direct only her part of Little Mermaid. Are they still together? They're not together.
Oh my God. She gets the Jill Soloway crab to like film her vlogging like in her secret shipwreck where she sings Part of Your World. Jill Soloway's just like filming it, like shooting it and putting it on like underwater of the vlogging.
Who else? Who would play Eric? It has to be an unknown. We're gonna do like we're gonna have like Halle Berry, small Halle Berry.
It's like Henry Golding. It'll be like a whole unknown. Like no one knew who Henry Golding was when he came out. Like Golding. Noah Centineo. No, I'm saying it's like a Henry Golding or Noah Centineo type where it's like no one knew who he was and then he'll be Eric and everyone will be all over him.
It's like some guy who was like in, you know, Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Some guy who was like don't in be scared. One thing. Like you have to stop.
Awful. Awful. It's awful.
And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna
kiss the girl.
Did you hear something?
Before we go into Rita, I want to do one quick piece of Rita adjacent news, which is that Dua Lipa is confirmed to be dating Anwar, which really blew my mind. Not because they don't make a sensical couple. They do.
Yeah, they weirdly do, but it's still funny.
I thought the Dua and Chris Martin story was going to be a real... I mean, I guess they really did smooch. Maybe they dated briefly.
I think they smooched. I think Dua Lipa is genuinely dating around. I think they smooched, and I think...
Yeah, sure.
And then I think she was also dating Anwar. And so when that news came out that she smooched, she was probably like, oh, I wish that wouldn't have come out.
God. And meanwhile, what's blowing my mind, semi-related, is that Dakota Johnson is still pregnant. She's been pregnant for a year. Dakota.
She's been pregnant for 100 years. Just kidding. She's not pregnant. She's not pregnant.
Let's move on to Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
What is Rita up to, Lindsay? I see based on this URL, Rita hyphen Aura hyphen Bears hyphen Her hyphen Toned hyphen Abs hyphen While hyphen Out hyphen In hyphen London question mark?
No, that's true. You could click it, but that is true. You don't even need to listen to the question mark. It's true. She bared her tone abs while out in London. She wore a cute little outfit.
You said this earlier, but I do love this outfit.
I love the outfit. She looks really good. It's really very like it. Pocahontas. Like problematic Pocahontas meets like no, wait, don't wear white after Labor Day, but like she's wearing white after Labor Day, you know?
It's not Labor Day.
Oh, it's not.
What else is she up to?
Well, it's funny. They're releasing another Pokemon movie that's like an offshoot of Detective Pokemon, but it's like a cartoon and it's more like Pokemon versus being like everyone Pokemon.
It's more authentic to the video game series, like Ash is in it and it's like all of that. It's not like a fun, cool live action version.
But what is super, super wild about this is that even though they like kind of changed things back, Rita Ora still remains involved with the franchise in that they used Let Me Love You for the trailer.
And Let Me Love You isn't even like the Pokemon song. It was released for Pokemon by Rita Ora. This is just a song from Phoenix.
Do you think they were just like, what people associate Rita Ora with Pokemon now? We might as well just go with it. But they don't.
Maybe she made a good impression on the Pokemon company and they were like, you know what? Let's keep using your music. Let's keep throwing her a licensing check.
Wow, that is like, they must really love Rita.
I will say the trailer, which to be fair doesn't really have any dialogue because it's like a Japanese teaser. It just has a couple Japanese subtitles. The trailer is more of a mood piece, but the mood makes no sense because why is that song being used in a video for Pokemon battling? And then Ash says something.
It makes no sense. It's like, why don't you let me love me? And then it's like, Pikachu's like, meh. Like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
They worked in that fur. Furry Pokemon is now canon.
Boom, 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 boom. So now Rita Ora is like mostly a Pokemon artist.
Canon. Pokemon Go is like when you open up Pokemon Go, it plays Let You Love Me now.
Yeah.
What else is she up to? Oh, I like this.
What?
Her new brand. I love when she gets more sponsorships.
Oh yeah, she's doing a jewelry.
I like this jewelry actually. Now? Thomas Sabo brand. I really like this jewelry. I downloaded the press package because I was on this, like, the press wire, PR Newswire website, and it was like, download the full set of images here, and I did. And only one of the, looked like 25, only one of the 25 very high resolution images is of Rita, which is sad. But she's wearing the jewelry. It's like chunky, colored gemstone jewelry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
looks
mm-hmm,
great. I like this jewelry.
I like it too. It's like, very on trend. Gem tones, big gem tones.
It's very opposite of, it's opposite of like Jen Meyer jewelry, which is like simple tiny stones and stuff.
Rita is playing the Montreux Jazz Festival tonight. Did you know that?
Montreux? Where is that? France?
It's
France?
In Switzerland. Switzerland.
Swiss.
She really makes the rounds. She really plays like everything that she
I also love the outfit, the outfit that she wore to the unveiling of her partnership with Thomas Sabo.
Yeah, you did love it. It's a good one. I loved it too.
Sort of like an iridescent. She got like a sweetheart top, but then the slit on the bottom, but then she's also got sleeves.
Yeah, she's looks, you know, good. She's like, it's like romantic on top and like slutty on the bottom.
Meanwhile, I'm closing all these tabs and the Jake Gyllenhaal, Kirsten Dunst, Josh Hartnett one popped up again. Too horny. It's like, why would I ever close this tab? I'm keeping it open.
Too horny. You with close that, if you're trying to get any work done, you got to close
with,
that tab.
With that, we are done. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. It was a phenomenal episode, in my opinion. Thank you for subscribing to our Patreon, patreon.com/WhoWeekly. We just changed it. So now everyone can get everything for just $5 a month. There are no more annoying tiers.
What are you waiting for? Everything. Just $5 a month and you get bonus episodes, newsletters, everything that's involved in it.
Weekly newsletter, bi-weekly new episodes. It's so much fun. And also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. As usual, thank you so much for leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts. We love them. We've been getting so many lately. Every time we tell you to, you do it, which we love. You take orders. And what else did I want to say? I think that's it. Call 619 who them, and you might show up on the next episode of Who's There. See you on Friday. Bye everyone. Bye all.
Bye everyone.
You will say that. They want to know.
Hey. Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.
Kiss the girl.